This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Andrew, what a way to finish off our inaugural episode of the Geelong Region Soccer Show with our first overseas guest. And on the line, we've got Laura Spiranovic, who's ringing us all the way from Croatia on the other side of the world in sunny Split. And for those of you that don't know, Split is the second largest city in Croatia, and also home to the iconic Hajduk Split. Laura, welcome to the Geelong Region Soccer Show, and an absolute privilege to have you on board. How are you, and how's life in sunny Split treating you?
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm surprised, actually, at how much I am enjoying it. Living in a very beautiful city and playing football. So I'm so happy to be here.
Every person's dream. And how are you adapting to life over there? Obviously, it's a different culture, different temperament. You are of Croatian extraction, and has that helped you with the language and with the culture and what you're not?
Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, the first 10 days of being here in a new environment, new team, new coach, it was difficult. It was challenging. I found that my body kind of went into flight mode, and I was like, oh, get me out of here. But once I settled in, and definitely I think we have a little taste of Croatia in our local Geelong community. So, and one that I only associate positive experiences with. So whenever I hear the language, or, I'm familiar with the culture, the mentality, the food. So, that's comforting to me and settling. So I think that plays a big part as to, why I am enjoying it so much.
Awesome. And Split, it's like the hotbed of soccer, certainly in southern Croatia. I was there about 6 months ago, or not even that.
Yeah.
And wherever you turn, there's just Hajduk Split everywhere. And, in Geelong, we've got such a strong connection with Josip Skoko, Steve Horvat as well, having been there. And apparently there's one of the North Geelong juniors, Ante Didelica's little boys, and one of the Steve Knezovic's little boys, who are over there at the moment playing in a juniors tournament. That's incredible. So our connection with Split really, really is strong. And it's a city of about, 200, 250,000, very similar to Geelong?
Sorry, what was that?
Split, the size, the population, it's about 200, 250,000 people. It's similar to Geelong, isn't it, in many ways?
Yes, it is. And I was fortunate enough to go to my first Hajduk game, where they played against Dinamo. And it was awesome to see the whole city get around it, and training sessions, the schedules were moved to different hours of the day to accommodate for everyone to support Hajduk. So it was an awesome vibe, and I was glad to be here to see it.
Laura, it sounds like you're doing a fantastic job over there, and you said you're playing football. It says here that not only are you playing, but your team over there is on top of the first division standings. Is that right?
Yes, so we're currently sitting on top of the ladder, and that's a very big deal for Split at the moment, considering that out of the 24 years the league has been standing, Osijek has dominated 21 of those years, winning 21 times.
Wow.
So my Split in the first half of the season beat them for the first time in 12 years, 2-0. So we have a big opportunity to win the league and make history and play in the Champions League. So that's the ultimate goal for the club.
So what is the standard of the competition there, for the people in Australia to think of? Is it equivalent of W League, or is it stronger than that, or is it like NPL? Or
no, I came with no idea what the standard would be like. There are elements of the league, or the training, where I can definitely improve as a player. But I think the fact that two teams, Osijek and Split, completely dominate the league, and we're winning games like 12-0, 8-0. It's not where it should be. At this stage, Australia's it's probably on par with the Premier League in patches. But in saying that, Split are, investing a lot of time, energy and money, and which will only hopefully spark the other clubs to do the same, and which will in turn strengthen the league and make it more competitive and more challenging, and hopefully they work on those junior pathways a bit more.
Now, we want to hear about what's happening in Croatia, but we also want to hear a little bit about yourself as well. How did you end up playing senior women's soccer? Was it something that you always wanted to do, or something that just sort of developed, or when you were playing for North Geelong? What tell us about that.
There was no junior opportunities to play as a junior, so I first started playing athletics, basketball, netball, and then at 11 years old, there was a senior women's North Geelong team. So I was kind of thrown in the deep end and played there with senior women as an 11-year-old. But in saying that, it was so enjoyable. It was a very nurturing environment. We had a lot of fun. So I'm very grateful for that. But I think Taunchy was my first coach, so he could probably...
You had to mention that, didn't you?
We all need good grounding somewhere.
My early recollections, and that's my claim to fame. Yep, that's right. But I remember your dad came up to me and said, after Amelia, your sister, had signed on to play on at the tender age of 13, and he goes, look, I've got another one, but she's 11. But she's like a little terrier, doesn't give up. Well, we thought, as you said, well, let's throw her in at the deep end and see how she progressed. I mean, those were the days, as you say, Laura. There weren't that many opportunities, and a girl that's 11 or 12 or 13 was playing senior football against grown women, and I just remember putting you out on the wing just to protect you, I guess, physically, but you didn't need that protection. It was like a little terrier, It was reminiscent of Danny Tiato in the old Melbourne Knights NSL days. It's just like never say die attitude, and that was something that stuck with me, and I think it's something that stuck with you throughout your career. And moving on to the Galaxy United, where you were part of that right from the early days, and I recall the famous grand final against South Melbourne, and particularly the last few years that you've been involved at Galaxy. Tell us how that all came about, the Galaxy, the inception of the Galaxy United, and also the last few years and your experiences there, because you've just been such a mainstay of that midfield there in for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I think going from the start, I was kind of playing at North Geelong, and I enjoyed the challenge, and I'm naturally competitive, and had an eagerness to learn. So I was always seeking somewhere to get better. So from North Geelong, I represented Geelong, and then Vic squads, and then spent seven years travelling to South Melbourne so I could play in the top league in the state. So for me, Galaxy is very important because it is an opportunity for girls within the region to play at the top level. So they're not having to travel an hour, 2 hours to training. They can focus on their game, and they don't waste that time in the car. So I'm very proud of what Galaxy have achieved, accomplished in the last 3 years. The grand final was, I was just happy that we put on a, great display of women's football. I think we came back 3 times in that game, and it went to penalties, and, when it goes to penalties, it can be anyone's game. So I think that's really important that Geelong continue to support Galaxy, just for the girls, that they have that development from junior level through to seniors, and where they're competing week in, week out against the best in the state.
Yeah, I want to make sure that pathway is there for them. You've also played for Victory in the W League.
Yes.
Do you think now that you've tasted what it's like in Europe, are you going to stay there, do you think? Or do you think you'd like to come back here and play in the W League again?
Yes, I have very fond memories of my time in the W League. It is a very competitive environment. You're up against a challenge week in, week out. You're learning from coaches. It wasn't a season where I didn't develop and improve. So, and then on top of that, it's just, yeah, the people you meet, the teammates you play with, and you enjoy so much of that time. But in saying that, there were some, you know, there are highs and lows in those seasons where I was a part of the W League, just in terms of the demanding schedule that we had. The commitment is full-time, and obviously you're, you know, in the initial years, the pay wasn't great, so you're juggling part-time work, a uni degree, etc. So, but look, I'm not sure what will happen, but it would be great if I could play in the W League again if I come back in the summer.
Well, Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We could go on all night, seriously, but you've got to get to training, I'm told, and we have to finish the hour here, our inaugural show. Yes. We'd love to have you back again, maybe when ZNK Split takes out the Croatian championship. But is there anything finally that you'd like to say to listeners of the Geelong Region Soccer Show and to all your followers, and you've got many of them back home, and family and friends included?
Yeah, I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone for their support and well wishes. Whether it was messages on Instagram or Facebook, it was very much appreciated. And I'd also like to take the opportunity, so many individuals that helped me throughout my playing time, but one I'd specifically like to mention is Colin Hamilton. He's mm-hmm. a part of Power Fitness, a trainer, and I think for any footballers of any level, any age, if you're looking to improve your game, to seek him out, and he'll help you improve.
Cole's an absolute gun. Thanks, Laura. All the very best. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.